On the Morning of Christ's Nativity by John Milton, narrated by Trevor O'Hare.
This is the month, and this the happy morn, wherein the Son of Heaven's eternal King, of wedded maid and virgin mother born, our great redemption from above did bring, for so the holy sages once did sing, that he our deadly forfeit should release, and with his Father work us a perpetual peace. That glorious form, that light unsufferable, and that far-beaming blaze of majesty, wherewith he won at heaven's high council table to sit the midst of trinal unity. He laid aside and here with us to be, forsook the courts of everlasting day, and chose with us a darksome house of mortal clay. Say, heavenly muse, shall not thy sacred vein afford a present to the infant God? Hast thou no verse, no hymn or solemn strain to welcome him to his new abode? Now while the heaven by the sun's team untrod hath took no print of the approaching light, and all the spangled host keep watch and squadrons bright, see how from far upon the eastern road the star-led wizards haste with odor sweet. O run, prevent them with thy humble ode, and lay it lowly at his blessed feet. Have thou that honor, first thy Lord to greet, and join thy voice unto the angel choir, from out his secret altar touched with hallowed fire. It was the winter wild, while the heaven-born child, all meanly wrapped in the rude manger lies, nature in awe to him had doffed her gaudy trim, with her great master so to sympathize. It was no season then for her to wanton with the sun her lusty paramour. Only with speeches fair she woos the gentle air, to hide her guilty front with innocent snow, and on her naked shame pollute with sinful blame the saintly veil of maiden white to throw. Confounded that her maker's eyes should look so near upon her foul deformities. But he, her fierce disease, sent down the meek-eyed peace. She, crowned with olive green, came softly sliding down through the turning sphere, his ready harbinger, with turtle wing the amorous clouds divided. And weaving wide her myrtle wand, she strikes a universal peace through sea and land. No war or battle sound was heard the world around. The idle spear and shield were high upon. The hooked chariot stood